As far as like the lawsuit, Kung, I don't want you to get into too much detail. I'm sure you can't, but for the people listening that don't really know about it, can you touch on something about that? Is it have to do with like fighters' pay?
Well, it has a lot more than just the fighter pay, right? Mm-hmm. It's a class action. Me and a handful of other fighters like John Fitch, Nate the Great, Brandon Vera. I mean, even like, it's just, and, of course, our lawyers from Eric Kramer to Rob Macy to all the lawyers that represent all these athletes, mm-hmm. Like I said, when one promotion corners the market, buys out WEC, buys out Pride, eventually buys out Strikeforce,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to corner the market even on apparel and put a lot of apparel companies out of business,
mm-hmm.
and then when they lock down sponsors that other fighters depend on, because if some fighters are able to make more sponsorship than what their purse is, and you take right. that away, that hurts a lot of fighters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it also hurts a lot of companies and who really benefits from that big sponsor, mm-hmm. not the fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the fighters get paid something, but compared to what they can make,
Right.
I left before all that happened. I already knew that the Reebok deal was already about to be in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just sat down with Rob and listened to like everything that they had to, tell me, like actually, Rampage brought me in first. And then, the group, the fighters that stuck with it,
mm-hmm.
we just said, hey, we're either in or we're out, Are we
right.
going to fight for all the fighters? Because in the end,
mm-hmm.
it can be a lot of time. It could be years.
Mm-hmm.
And are we willing to make that sacrifice? Because, it only really goes back to what you've done during the time you were with the UFC, right? So,
right.
But for me, because, I have, three boys and, right now, Anthony, who wants to be a fighter, he's my middle son.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving now for him to wrestle at the, cadet state championship, which is like, freshman only, maybe a couple of sophomores, depending on when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spars, he does everything. So
awesome.
I don't want him to get stuck with the same, contract as everyone else, And
right.
and also they own your likeness.
Mm-hmm.
They dictate and they have their own rankings. How is that? When we first started, there was like no room to negotiate. Where do you go?
Right,
nowhere,
right. Yeah.
And right now, even in one league, Bellator, it's like the 400-pound gorilla versus like the little chimpanzee, It's
yeah.
Like, there's still really no comparison because the amount of money that UFC is making
mm-hmm.
and the amount of money that they're keeping for themselves,
mm-hmm.
Is that fair? Look at boxing,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's up-and-coming boxers, but a lot of the boxers that are doing, like our journeymen are, they're making, six figures as much as some of our champions.
Right, right.
In the MMA world,
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no comparison. They're in the 80-85% takes, and then the rest is the fighters,
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fighters, there's no,
there's no show.
No one's going to go watch the promoters, promote.
Right.
So we are, the fighters are the product.
Right.
They should be taken care of,
No, I agree with you, Kung, 100%. And it's like you guys are not playing basketball out there. You know, you guys get permanently injured. You could die. So, you know, they should be paid the max amount of money. I 100% agree with you. And the Reebok deal did, I mean, so many people were unhappy with that. It's just crazy.
You know, and here, since I've been in it, you know, in this lawsuit so long, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of fans or even, you know, some other people or even the top exec of UFC themselves. Well, it was, you made your own choice. Well, what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Another fight. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? How are we going to negotiate? But with fair market.
Right.
All the acts from Boston MMA, it's a different game. You know, now mm-hmm. Mark Cuban can get back in the game. Now all these different billionaires can get in without, you know, mm-hmm. having to, you know, get blocked by UFC. That now mm-hmm. Bellator can make offers, you know, and just imagine, you know, some great matchup from Bellator versus the UFC.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't realize, look at all the great champions that came from Strikeforce, WEC, you know, like even, you know, Pride. Mm-hmm. Look how many they took when they put all these companies out of business.
Yeah.
And if you really look at it, you know, myself included, I headlined two big events in China mm-hmm. for UFC. I wasn't just a coach in, you know, part of the Tough Show. I was doing what Dana White would do.
Yeah, you're like an ambassador.
Yeah, the ambassador. But at the same time, I had to coach both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I had to go on this crazy 10-day tour to promote the TV show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On top of that, you know, their fight again in Macau. So knowing that who was the big draw, they had Dong Young Kim and a talented fighter from England.
Yeah.
What headlined that card? I did the Q&A, and I actually even did an open workout
mm-hmm.
over there, and still, you know, because they headlined the event, I heard that they didn't sell more than 6,000 or 7,000 seats. And you know, like when I fought, you know, in Macau, both shows were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And against Michael Bisping, I believe they turned away 4,000 seats.
Mm.
You know, so and even against Rich Franklin, we had a standing room. They had to open up a standing room so they can sell more tickets.
Yeah.
You know, so and then also first bid that came in to buy the UFC was a Chinese investor.
Mm-hmm.
How did he know about that? You know, it's all in part with the team that was out there in China promoting it, and me, you know, being the face of the, you know, the China branch, you know, the Asian branch.
Right.
And that investor put a bid for $4 billion. That's what I believe. You know, I believe our efforts out there made that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no fighters benefited from that. You know?
Yeah. Wow, Kung. So overall, like you just feel like you just were not compensated properly for all the work you put in.
Look, I was compensated a lot more than a lot of fighters, mm-hmm. but for the amount of work that I had to put in and everything that I did for the UFC, oh no, it's like, you know, it's like pennies on the dollars.
Yeah. Wow.